Mitch could outprogram anyone, and he was more loyal than a golden retriever. Regina lifted her chin and elbowed Dex. He's early. She slinked through the crowded bar, pulling Dex along behind her. Her Levi's hung low, cinched across her protruding hip bones by a studded black leather belt. Her red hoodie slipped off one shoulder, exposing the colorful tattoos that ran across her shoulder and down her arms. Mitch and Regina had been Dex's first employees when he'd opened his company. Regina handled the administrative aspects of the company, kept the production schedule, monitored the program testing, and basically made sure nothing slipped through the cracks, while Mitch, like Dex, conceptually and technically designed games with the help of the rest of Thrive's 50 employees, developers, testers, and a host of programmers and marketing specialists. Regina climbed onto the bar stool beside Mitch and lifted his beer to her lips. "Order ours yet?" she asked with a glint in her heavily lined dark eyes. She ran her hand through her stick-straight, jet-black hair. Dex climbed onto the stool beside her as the bartender slid beers in front of him and Regina.
"Thanks, John. Got a brew for my brother?"
"Whatever's on tap," Sage said. "Hey, Mitch, good to see you." Mitch lifted his beer with a nod of acknowledgement. Dex took a swig of the cold ale, closed his eyes, and sighed, savoring the taste.
"Easy, big boy. We need you sober if you want to win a goatee."
Mitch took a sip of Regina's beer.
"Fair's fair."
Regina rolled her eyes and reached a willowy arm behind him, then mussed his mop of curly dark hair. "We're gonna win Game of the Year no matter what. Reviewers love us, right, Dex?" Thrive had already produced 3 games, one of which, World of Thieves, had made Dex a major player in the gaming world and earned him millions of dollars. His biggest competitor, KI Industries, had changed their release date. KI would announce the new date publicly at midnight, and since their game was supposed to be just as hot of a game as they expected World of Thieves 2 to be, if they released close to the release of World of Thieves 2, there would be a clear winner and a clear loser. Dex had worked too hard to be the loser.
"That's the hope," Dex said.
He took another swig of his beer and checked his watch. 8:45, and his body thought it was noon. He'd spent so many years working all night and sleeping late that his body clock was completely thrown off. He was ready for a big meal and the start of his workday. He stroked the stubble along his chin.
"I worked on it till 4 this morning. I think I deserve a cold one."
Sage leaned into him.
"You're not nervous about the release, are you?"
Of his 5 siblings, including Dex's twin sister, Sienna, Sage knew him best. He was the quintessential artist, with a heart that outweighed the millions of dollars his sculptures had earned him. He'd supported Dex through the years when Dex needed to bend an ear, and when he wasn't physically nearby, Sage was never farther than a text or a phone call away.
"Nah, if it all fails, I'll come live with you."
Dex had earned enough money off of the games he'd produced that he'd never have to worry about finances again, but he wasn't in the gaming business for the money. He'd been a gamer at heart since he was able to string coherent thoughts together, or at least it felt that way.
"What's happening with the break you said you wanted to take? Are you going to Jack's cabin?"
Their eldest brother, Jack, owned a cabin in the Colorado Mountains. Jack was an ex-Special Forces officer and a survival training guide, and he and his fiancée Savannah spent most weekends at the cabin. Living and working in the concrete jungle didn't offer the type of escape Sage's brain had always needed.
"I've got another show or two on the horizon. Then I'll take time off. But I think I want to do something useful with my time off. Find a way to, I don't know, help others instead of sitting around on my ass."
He sipped his beer and tugged at the neck of his Baja hippie jacket.
"How about you? Any plans for vacay after the release?"
"Shit, you're kidding, right? My downtime is spent playing at my work. I love it."